This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Sobke of Brunswick, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Aaron Beck.
Welcome to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Aaron Beck. The Herons Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lo Saab, Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brantley County Herons, Coach David Shores.
Hey, Coach Beck. Good to be here, man.
Yes, sir. Glad to be back. A little bit that I want to touch on last week against Vidalia. Coach, if you had a player of the week for offense, defense, and special teams, who would that be?
Well, after a performance like that, it's hard to say, but, you know, our offensive line continues to improve week to week, and I would say Carson Cove graded out pretty high. He was in the 80s, so that's pretty difficult to do as an offensive lineman, so I'd give him the offensive award. Defensively, we recovered a fumble in the first half. In the first quarter, actually, Dennis Rollerson made that play. But our defensive front, you know, we're sort of spotty here and there. We did have a fourth down stop in early in the game as well. So I would probably give it to Dennis for that big play. Also, in special teams, Peyton Perez has been a solid deep snapper for us all year. He didn't have any bad snaps Friday night, and our punt game was pretty solid. So Peyton Perez has been a special teams player of the week.
I got you. For those that don't know, this week we are off. It's an off week, much needed.
I think we might win this week. I think we can beat five.
That's right. How do you juggle giving kids off time for recovery compared to knowing that there are things that need to be worked on? How do you juggle that? How often do you give your kids off during an off week?
Well, you know, we're pretty banged up across the board, so much needed rest and recovery is here. You know, the guys that have existing injuries, you know, we try to lay off them as much as possible, you know, sort of involve them in the mental side of the game and walkthroughs, try to keep them out of contact drills. We do practice 3 days out of the five-day week, give them Monday and Friday off. So we work Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll go again practice today. A lot more mental stuff, a lot more scheme type of deals. You know, if we were 4-0 right now, it may be a little bit more of a physical week, but, you know, we're sort of beat down at the moment. So, you know, the R&R is really important, I think. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, we've got some quality time in, about an hour and a half after school each day, Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday, and Thursday. We do work them out, you know, get our 4 days in the weight room, like a normal week. So not much of a difference other than, you know, the intensity of practice problem.
I got you. It's always been a big thing, especially whenever you have such a long season in a physical sport like football.
Yeah.
You want to be able to give kids off to rest, but also at the same time, if you give them too much time off, how much does do they regress like that.
So. You don't lose any kind of edge, that's for sure. You know, we were lucky enough to have a JV game scheduled for today. You know, so we'll play as many guys as we can in that game. You know, to keep them, you know, sort of on top of their game when it comes to live reps.
That's right. This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, another part of the season. We're at the turning point of the season. We finished up our non-region games. Everything moving forward is a region game. Do you want to take a second to explain to the fans the difference between a region and a non-region game and the importance in terms of playoffs?
Sure. You know, yeah, the GHSA sort of ranks every school based on population, and you know, we're in 1A Division I classification, and that's based on school population. They basically filter out the teams and put them in regions based on geography. So we're in a rather large region right now with seven teams in it. So, you know, our four non-region games, then we go into the six-game stretch of region play. You know, that'll be restructured again after this season. We may go up in class 2A. We may stay down. That's yet to be determined. But, you know, every 2 years, basically, they realign their regions. And you know, based on population growth or loss in population. So that's basically how it works out. And, you know, right now we're in a pretty tough region. You're talking about Worth County, Thomasville, and Fitzgerald are all in the top five in the state in our classification. So and they're all in our region. So everybody's sort of playing for fourth right now. Mm-hmm. You never know. You know, one of these teams like a Berrien or Jeff Davis may slip up and beat one of those really good teams. Mm-hmm. Yet to be determined, but that's how it shakes out. And you know, it's a tough league, but you know, it's tough every year.
Right.
You know, they'll reclass, and if we go up in class, we'll be in there with Pierce and Appen and those people. Mm-hmm. You know, and it don't really get any easier. So
that's right.
You just got to get used to it and play your best when that time comes.
That's right. As a fellow coach, I know about waiting for the reclassification with GHSA. It seems like they keep it under lock and key every year.
Yeah, they do. But you know, I'll tell you this, Beck. I think you know, coming from Alabama, we went start the season, you know, first game with a region win, mm-hmm. or a region game. So I like it over here better. You got time to prepare and
tune up games,
maybe improve from game one to game five or whatever, mm-hmm. depending on the size of your region. So. I really enjoy the way it's structured in Georgia more, mm-hmm. than I did in Alabama.
I got you. For those that don't know, the first four games in terms of playoffs sort of don't matter. In years past, they didn't matter at all.
Yeah.
This year, especially with the new postseason ranking formula, they do matter a little bit. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on that postseason ranking formula and your thoughts on it?
Yeah, so basically, you know, it's a power ranking situation. So the first two first two seeds in the region, you know, are guaranteed spots and usually home games. After that, third and fourth and possibly fifth in the region goes to power rankings. So based on your win-loss, it even goes to point spread in the win-losses. You know, you can shake out the three, four, and five seeds. So these non-region games can matter. And, of course, the power ranking of those non-region, you know, wins and losses do affect your ranking when it all shakes out come playoff time.
I got you. More to come on the Herons Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and beat.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles.
Welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Lou Saab Kia Brunswick. So to go into a little bit more, Coach, our region schedule is sort of set in stone every year of what we have to play, but the out-of-region, or typically the beginning of the season, can change usually every 2 years because you'll have a home-and-home series with other schools. What all goes into scheduling for you, specifically the non-region schedule, and what's the line that you like to cross? Obviously, you want to get some games against some quality opponents just to see how you guys stack up against them, but also you need to get some games against some maybe slightly easier competition as well, just for confidence boosting. What all goes into that for you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you this. I'm ready to make my own schedule. You know, I inherited the schedule when I got here for 2 years, and it's been very difficult. You know, we went 2A, 3A, 2A schools, and then 1A power, and by day, it just went down. So if you're a championship-level team or you're a year-in and year-out competitive team, you may want to start the year game one with a really competitive game, one that, you know, you may win or lose. It doesn't really, you know, affect you in the long run, but one that sort of is a measuring stick for where you're at the current moment and where you need to get to come region play. So that's sort of how I've always done it. You do need some confidence boosters in there, especially a team that struggles like us, and a team that's maybe lacking confidence. We do need to find a couple of teams that we can play with and have a chance to win before going into region play. Confidence is such a big key, especially in high school athletics. If you go into a game expecting to get beat, you're probably going to get beat.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what kind of coaching you do, you know, kids can see through the film and everything else. And so, you know, It's going to be a really big year, I think, in scheduling for me and trying to find the people that that we can line up against and have a good chance to beat with and have some success against early in the season. But at the same time, you definitely want to have you know, at least one really competitive team, maybe a little bit better than you, that you got a shot to maybe feel a little more confidence. You beat a better team,
right?
Going into region play.
I've noticed, especially with kids nowadays, and it's not a shot at kids, it's the world they live in, especially with social media being as prevalent as it is. Confidence is such a bigger key now compared to what it used to be whenever you were growing up, whenever I was growing up, because everything the kids do nowadays is open for the world to see.
Absolutely.
So I've definitely noticed that with my own sport, as well as obviously watching and talking about other sports in general. And I don't think it's just the high school level. I think once you get to college sports and even some pros nowadays.
Well, when I was growing up, Aaron, you know, we didn't see a whole lot of the other team. You know, you had a VHS tape maybe or two, and you got to watch that with the coaches once or twice a week. And that's all you knew about it. In today's game, you know, you've got Huddle, and you know, these kids can study film anytime they want. Social media, there's kids posting up stuff all the time of themselves and their teams. So there's so much content out there for our players to look at that sometimes they can get mesmerized if it's a team that's, you know, it's got a lot of talent, those kind of things. So it's, I think it's very vital to find some confidence and edge somewhere.
Let's see. You're listening to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, just to put the shoe on another foot for a second, I wanted to talk a little bit about the different classifications. I know something that gets brought up all the time is how some sports will have – or not sports, but some school – not schools, some states – there we go, I can speak today. Some states have different amount of classifications. Georgia as a whole has six classifications, whereas if you go to a state like Florida, they have three. I know Pennsylvania as a state has two. California is well known for having a single classification. Do you think that the number of classifications that the state has can affect things like recruiting or just strength of schedule and all that in general? How do you think that the number of classifications affects the state?
Well, you know, I think it really has a major effect when you get up into larger classifications. You know, in Georgia, of course, we're now 6A is the top class. So 5A, 6A, how they shake out can make a huge difference in a schedule. you know, in Alabama, when I came over from Alabama, it was a 7A classification there. We actually went to 7A in Georgia for 2 years in the cycle. But folks didn't like it a whole lot because of travel and distance. So I think once you get up in the 4A, 5A, 6A, 7A in some states, classifications has a huge difference, a huge determining factor in competition levels, those kind of things. You know, I'm not sure that recruiting is that big a difference. You know, when you get down to smaller classes, you know, if you're a standout player, you're going to be found, you're going to be seen. All coaches today do a great job of pushing out and soliciting their teammates and their players. So, you know, I'm not sure on the recruiting end how much of a difference it makes. But, you know, of course, you get up around the Atlanta metro and you're talking about 6A, 7A ball. You know, some of those teams have multiple prospects on one team. So, you know, the colleges are coming through there nonstop. You know, you get down to 1A, 2A class, you may have one kid that's a prospect, maybe two. So, you know, the traffic's going to slow. But at the same time, that kid's probably going to stand out a little bit more on the field than those larger classifications.
I got you. Circle back a little bit to what we mentioned earlier with the use of Huddle and things like that. Do you think the use of things like that has also helped in that regard to try and get kids recruited, especially shout out our own AV program? I think we have a fantastic AV program. But to be able to take that film, whether it's game film or possibly even practice film, I don't know how much that would go into recruiting. But
no, it does, yeah, for sure. You know, the technology that has advanced over the last 20 years, I'd say, is phenomenal when it comes to getting your kids looked at. I can go on Huddle and in 10 minutes put together a highlight tape on a kid. It may be five or six plays, and they may include practice plays. You know, college coaches want to see how kids practice. They want to see how they play in games, and they want to see a full game, how they play, you know, every snap. So, yeah, I definitely think it's a great advantage, you know, the technology we have today. But, you know, when it comes to the psychology of the kids, I think it can hinder them.
Right, right. You know. sort of makes us wonder, too, how they used to do it back whenever it was all VHS tapes.
Yep. A lot of phone calls, a lot of trips out.
We'll be right back on the Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and my Marshland Credit Union. Coach, at this point, we're roughly at the halfway point. We're at the split of region and non-region games. What are some aspects of your team this year that you've seen significant growth so far this season?
Well, I'll point out our offensive line. You know, this past week against Vidalia, even though we didn't have a lot of success on the scoreboard, we did put up 150 yards rushing in the game, and that's with an 80-yard, you know, run called back on hold. So, I mean, you look at that, we're 230 yards without that one penalty just on the ground. You know, going into the season, we were very concerned about the offensive line. That was a point of emphasis, was getting them coming off the ball and blocking people on the run. So, I feel pretty confident now, and in four out of our five offensive linemen, we're looking for the fifth guy to really step up. You know, so we're sort of working on that left guard spot, you know, trying different guys, you know, every week, every other day, you know, trying to find the right combination. But there's been a tremendous amount of growth on our offensive line, and very pleased with that.
That's also super promising, too, because from every kid I've seen rotated, it's almost all composed of underclassmen, whether it's juniors and below. So that's always big going into to next season.
No doubt. All five kids that we've rotated all season long have been underclassmen, so we'll have five starters back next year regardless, you know, that have started the whole season.
That's always something coaches like to hear, right?
No doubt.
This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, same thing we do every single week. None of this would be possible without sponsors that make it all possible. Are there any sponsors in particular you'd like to shout out this week?
Love to shout out Southeastern Bank. They're right here locally in Nahanna. Done a great job the 2 years I've been here in supporting our program. So thank you to them. Also want to shout out our band, our Heron Marching Band, and Coach Noel Jackson. He does a fantastic job, as well as Coach Daniel Code and our cheerleaders. You know, they show up every Friday night and cheer their hearts out. And we hear it. You know, we appreciate it.
That's right. All right, and then the last thing, is there a message you have for the fans this, not this upcoming week, but next weekend?
Well, you know, last year, you know, this time of the year, we were 0-4 going into Jeff Davis. They came over here for homecoming. It was a huge crowd, probably the biggest win around here in many, many years, you know, and probably one of the best atmospheres I've seen in high school football in a long time, especially at the 1A level. So, you know, it's going to be a trip over to Hazelhurst, about an hour and a half up the road, but I would encourage you to come out and continue cheering for our kids. You know, there's nothing like that, and then our kids feed off of it, and we appreciate it. So, y'all, please come out in force and make as much noise as you can. Appreciate you, and go Herons.
Yes, sir. And with that, thanks for joining us on the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck, signing off.